The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So to say a few words about the practice for this morning, what I'm about to say goes a little bit along the lines of, is the glass half full or half empty? And that is a very common part of meditation practice is that we try to be present, and then the mind wanders off. We come back to be present again, and it's sooner or later, probably sooner, the mind wanders off. And so there's this movement. Most meditators have this movement until the concentration settles in and we're able to stay present. And then how we relate to this movement, how we relate to this phenomena, is hugely important for meditation. And it deserves some attention and care to how we participate, how we react, how we engage in this process of the mind wandering off, we come back, the mind wanders off, we come back. So it's fairly common for people to feel discouraged when the mind wanders off, to have some negative judgment, this is wrong. I set myself the task of being present, to be mindful in the present moment, and I wasn't, so I failed. And that can be, some people have dramatic feelings of failure, of discouragement, especially if it persists over time. Some people it's short. Some people will have a little critical voice and say, oh, you blew it again, or something in that regard. And then some people might then jerk their mind back, pounce their mind back on something like the breathing or the present moment. And it's a kind of a harsh movement. Is the glass half empty or half full? Half full would be that when you notice that your mind has wandered off, that's pretty great. That's a moment of mindfulness. That's a moment of attention. Even better is the opportunity, not better, but a wonderful opportunity, wonderful thing, is that you have the ability to start again. And so rather than spending time being discouraged, the mind wander off, you're actually much better off being satisfied, happy, encouraged that you're able to come back and start again. It's inevitable, or I'd say it this way, part of the process of meditation is to work with this rhythm of the mind wandering off and coming back. It's not a failure. This is that rhythm, and working with that rhythm is part of what helps us to get concentrated and settle in. And we all have to work with this rhythm. And so to work with the rhythm in a wise way, one way is don't expect that you're able to sit down and just be focused and never leave the present moment. It's part of the process is to wander off, and your part of that process is to come back. That's what you get to do. And so it tends to work better if you come back and appreciate the fact that you can start again. Wow, here I am. And maybe you're only here for half a moment, but appreciate that half a moment. Spend more time appreciating than you spend time being discouraged or being critical of having wandered off. It's going to change the proportion of those. And if you do that, then you're more likely to be nourished and fed and supported by the process of, then there's a positive feedback for coming back and being present, rather than the negative feedback for wandering off, which is, can actually make us more agitated and sets up the conditions that we're more likely to wander off in thought. If we keep being discouraged, then it's kind of an agitated move to be discouraged. So as you sit here this morning and do walking meditation, you might pay a little bit of attention to how you participate in that rhythm, wandering off and coming back. And can you do it in a way that is more supportive for the process of ending up present than it is not? So, thank you, and I hope you enjoy the morning here.